Welcome to the Council of Trent podcast, a production of Catholic Answers.
And it is a very special family free-for-all Friday here on the Council of Trent podcast. If you have not been watching us on YouTube, I've been pushing the YouTube channel for a while. Go to the YouTube channel and subscribe. I've got an amazing incentive for you to go to YouTube to watch this episode of the podcast today. Mr. John Paul Horn, Mr. John Paul, you need to say hi. It's a special family free-for-all Friday. We've got the kiddos here. They'll be here shortly. They're doing their science lesson right now. Yeah, by science lesson, magic school bus.
Thanks. Mrs. Frizzle is our guest teacher today.
Right? What are you kids doing? Oh, science. They got their tutor, Miss Frizzle. Honestly, they learn a ton from magic school bus.
I know. The other day, Matthew told me plants were green because of chlorophyll. And I was like, all right, I feel better about myself.
It's cheaper than a tutor. So speaking of tutor, you're a little tutor. You like to toot, don't you, John Paul? Can you say hi, John Paul? You say, ah.
No, he's a baby.
You're just a baby. I'm sure you'll say something a little later, though. Well, today on Free for All Friday, Tuesdays and Thursdays, welcome, by the way, to the Council of Trent podcast. I'm your host, Catholic Answers apologist and speaker, Trent Horn. This is my co-host for today's episode, the lovely Laura Horn, and our other co-host, John Paul Horn. I love you. Yes. Do you not want to be on the show today? Oh, I love it. You could be on the show with us and look at this. So today, for Free For All, for Tuesdays, Thursdays, we talk apologetics, theology, how to explain and defend our Catholic faith. On Fridays, we talk about whatever I want to talk about. And what I want to talk about is the whole family update. What's going on with the Horn family? Now we're in Texas. What do we love about being here? What are we still trying to transition into? What it's like breaking up with California? And the breakup. That's how we feel, too, when we talk about that. Yeah. So that's what we'll talk about today. So here, basic questions I wanted to ask you, Laura, and I'll chime in on when it comes to California and Texas. First, let's start with Texas, all right? Yeah. So what do you love about now living in Texas as opposed to California?
Oh, man. I love the people, probably first and foremost. I love, like, even when the storm happened, everybody was just, who needs help? Who needs to stay here? People that we don't even know were offering us for us to stay in their homes. And it was just, I felt like it was a different attitude. And there are great people in California, don't get me wrong, and some of my best friends are still there. But I just did feel like it was a different attitude. Like, how can we help instead of who can help us?
And it's not just the attitude during the storm. Like, when I go around, I have heard way more people, like when I go to a drive through,
yeah,
and I order food, I hear way more people say, you have a blessed day.
Have a blessed day.
Have
I
a
know.
Blessed day. I'm like, you would never hear that in California. It'd be like, do you want a free rainbow pin?
Totally.
You know? It's just like, do you want a pride pin with your happy meal, your prideful meal? It's so, the people here, there's just a... Oh, I'll give you another example. So when we were at, I took the kids to the park. And first, there's way more parks here.
There are so many outdoor things here, which is funny because the weather is not great. The weather is never, and we haven't lived through a summer yet, but the weather's never really been horrible for us except for the storm. It's just always a little bit uncomfortable. Like, you don't walk outside and you're like, wow, this is really beautiful. You walk outside and you're like, it's a little windy or it's a little warmer. And I'm sure it'll be horrible in summer. But
we live through Phoenix, though.
That is true. So that's nice, like, litmus test to see if you can handle Dallas. But yeah, there are so many more things to do.
There
here.
Are a ton of parks in California. There aren't as many parks as here because I think the land is so much more expensive.
And there are just more families here. So I just feel like there are just way more kids.
And so when I took the kids to the park the other day, I took Matthew and Thomas to that one park that has like the 30-foot-tall climbing structure.
Yeah.
So Texas. You'd never have that in California. And so they're climbing up it and they were joking around with another kid. And they're talking about marriage, you know, 5-year-old boys, and Matt, you know, they're talking. And one of the kids is like, "Maybe I'll marry you." And another boy said, "No, boys can't marry boys." And then all the boys are laughing. I'm like, "You wouldn't hear that in California."
No, you wouldn't. In fact, you'd be turned into CPS.
Right.
When Trent came home and told me that story, I was just so elated. Like, all right, this is a reason why we moved.
Yeah.
So culturally, it's just different.
So it's beautiful here. We love our parish. We love the community, things to do. We're near your family in Oklahoma. I'm loving the food.
I know. I am too. I'm not going to lie to you. So, yeah, it's like, you know, the quarantine 15. Now it's like, what, the Texas 20?
Right. Or well, that's because we go to Heart 8, this barbecue place, Heart 8 in Coppell. Oh, man, the brisket just falls apart. You can't even put it on a fork. It just falls apart.
It is, in a word, divine.
It's so good. Jump. And then we take the kids there. We get them their macaroni, and I get my ribs and brisket, and I am as happy as a clam. Who needs California? Well,
just kidding.
You do miss we'll go to that in a second. But what are some things then to get used to here in Texas? For me, it's just we left perfect weather in California, and we're just trying to get used to that, you know, it's not walking outside like, oh, perfection with the salt air and the breeze and,
yeah,
you know, but otherwise, like you said, it's fine here. It's not. And actually, there have been some very beautiful days here in spring that I thought were great. Yes, you loved going on mommy's 4 mile walks in your stroller.
There's a lot to get used to, though. One, I don't know very many people. So that's like something to get used to. You know, I do miss the people in California.
The freeways.
Everything is very far. And honestly, I haven't gone more than probably a 15-minute drive by myself because it is very confusing. And we're from Southern, like we lived in Southern LA. It's confusing there. But it is just a whole new level here, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard to get around.
Yeah, I've said before, the person who designed the freeways, like, it was like Dr. Seuss's illustrator. Let's have it curve around this way, and wee!
And they have so much room, so I don't understand why they didn't just, like, make it a little bit more. I understand in California you don't have space, so, like, you have to merge quickly. But here I'm like, you have a 6-lane highway. Why? But anyway.
You spend more time in your house, because, you know, especially when we had the storm, there was the snow. The kids played in the snow for, like, 5 minutes.
Oh, I know. They were over it. Yeah, they're like, woohoo!
but I will admit, it was nice for a week they got to have their snow, because when we lived in San Diego and you wanted to see snow, it was like if it snowed up in the mountains, everybody from San Diego drove up there for like an inch of snow.
It was like a 3-hour wait to go see Snow and Julian.
Yeah, like an inch of it. And here they got their little snow for a week and that was that. So, all right, California. What do you miss about California? We miss the friends. We miss our friends and community.
Yeah, I really miss the people. I miss our church also. Like, I really love... Sorry. Holy Angels was a good holy parish.
What do you miss, John Palito? What do you miss? You miss being born in our house, our
but
little 1,000
square foot
house.
But that's pretty much it. I don't know. I feel like God really led us here. And,
yeah.
You know, there are really great people that I wish
I miss being
around.
I miss being in the office a little with Catholic
yes,
Answers Crew.
I do miss that, too. I don't know. I wish Trent would do, like, a time lapse of his day of what it's actually like to work from home. Just, you know, like, I'm in, like, sorry, I forgot my shoes. Or, you know, the kids are like, I'm going to go check on Daddy. Or Matthew, like, really wants to be on TV.
I have installed.
So he keeps trying.
I've got one lock on that door, on that weird closet door I've installed. I got to install more because people always try to get in. But I do miss that camaraderie. Yeah. That's why it's kind of nice the Word on Fire crew is here. I might go hang out with them, get lunch with the crew, see people.
That is super nice. There are a lot of good Catholic organizations
there are.
Here.
There are. Homeschool Connections is here. Here you go. You're going to go back to mama.
Sorry. He's like really tired. I really, things I don't like about Texas. My kids don't sleep, but I don't think that that's
The thunderstorm. The thunderstorms kept them
really
up last
did.
Night.
Yeah. For sure.
But I like it when we go by the windows in the upstairs bedroom and we just like ate little snacks and watched the lightning. Oh, that was magic.
It is.
That was magical.
It is a really nice tradition. So, and it's kind of nice. I don't know. It is kind of nice when you move to a place and you don't really know that many people. It's nice to just reconnect with your family. I felt like at the end in California, and we're busy now too, but I feel like at the end we're just so busy with moving and having a new baby and saying goodbye to everybody. It's just nice to just kind of settle and you know, work from home and have every meal together and just, you know, not have as many to-dos.
Yeah. I miss... Oh, you sneezed. I miss the ocean a little, so maybe if I get
funny, I do not miss the ocean.
Yeah, when you take kids, much. I miss going to it by myself.
It is pretty. I know. Yeah, that.
But when you take
nice.
Kids, it's like, all right, you're gonna get all sandy, and I gotta constantly watch to make sure you don't drown.
For sure. And they're like just complaining that they're cold, or Thomas got knocked over by a wave, and Thomas hates being wet. He's very particular. And it was like, 30 minutes to get there and then park. And then, but it is very beautiful. Don't get me wrong. And I, you know, the awe of God through the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
But But it was quite the tour.
Yeah, but no, we there's so much nature here. We live 10 minutes away from a park to walk a nature trail. Yeah, 10 minutes away from a nature trail.
All these nature trails and cardinals. It's just been very beautiful to see.
Yeah, it has. So we miss all that. Definitely miss our peeps in California. Hopefully we'll see you all soon. Or maybe you guys can come out here to Texas permanently. I never know.
I miss my neighbors. We have great neighbors here for sure. That's why I was distracted looking out the window. I'm sorry. I keep forgetting I'm on camera. But we had really good neighbors in San Diego.
Yeah, you're bunched close together in California. You're like right next to each other. It's like having Wilson and Home Improvement.
For sure, except for Matthew was the Wilson. He's like, pop up.
Yeah. Hey, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor.
Speaking of which, I say we go and get Matthew and Thomas to sign off on this.
Let's do it.
And now we went and got Matthew and Thomas. You guys, did you guys learn anything from Magic School Bus?
Yes.
What did you learn?
That electrons are faster than the speed of light.
Oh, it's because it uses the speed of light, electrons. Mm-hmm. So like electricity is when electrons go in the same direction.
And that anything can also break electrons. They have to be sharp.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll pull it all. Like if you break a circuit, it's all about supplementing what the tutor gives them.
Oh, I don't like television, but I'm glad he went. We try not to use it, okay? We try not
to. But it works. If mommy and daddy have to do a podcast, it's the next best thing.
Daddy?
Yes.
What? Are they even listening?
Are they listening?
Mm-hmm. Are you even out there?
I hope so. So, Matt, what do you like about Texas?
I like that it doesn't have COVID and that we have a good family and everything else.
Oh, yeah, because, yeah, they don't make kids under 10 wear masks here. And guess what? Everything has turned out just fine.
And also that I have a drone.
Oh, you got a little drone. What happened with the drone?
It broke.
Well, what happened when you flew it at the park?
It flew so far away that we lost it, but we barely found it.
Oh, yeah.
It was, like, farther than, like, 1,000 giraffes next going forward.
Oh, wow. That is a 1,000 giraffes next is a long distance. Yeah. Because, Matt, when I got you that drone, it's just like a little $20 drone. And I figured, oh, this will be easy for you. It'll just stick around. It's a little $20 drone. And when we took it outside, it went over the horizon. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, how does this thing go so far? But we found it. Wasn't that such a happy day?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thomas, do you want to share anything that you really like about Texas? Nope.
Salad, no.
That's fine. Thomas, if you want to say anything, that's fine. Okay. But that's all well and good. Do you want to just wave to everybody?
Do you miss California?
Oh, yeah. Do you miss California, Thomas?
I really miss California.
What do you miss?
I miss my Jeff and Julie.
Oh, our neighbors.
Oh, our neighbors, yeah.
And our walk, the walk with the John Hill.
Oh.
I couldn't have ride my razor scooter, but I miss Soup Plantation a lot.
You miss Soup Plantation?
Yeah, when I got a headache, when I got
a goose egg.
Oh, when you hit your head that one time.
Yeah, I couldn't even stand up. I was so hurt. Like I broke a piece of my brain out.
And what happened? Did we go to Soup Plantation to feel better?
Yeah.
What
and
did
we
you
got
like?
Ice cream. Mm-hmm. And pasta, macaroni, and all kinds of good stuff.
I know. Well, we'll find it. The good thing in here, Matt, is Texas has a lot of fun places.
Oh, guess what?
What?
Want to know what I like way more than Soup Plantation?
What?
Heartache.
Oh. Well, there you go. You've got your new place. So, all right, guys. Well, here. Oh, we don't want to touch that.
You want to say goodbye?
All right. So, can you guys say goodbye to everybody on the podcast and thank them for listening?
Bye.
Go ahead, Thomas.
Thomas, you want to say bye? No, that's fine.
Salad out.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. Pray for our family. We appreciate all of your support, and we hope that you all have a very blessed weekend. So, say bye, everybody.
Bye.
If you liked today's episode, become a premium subscriber at our Patreon page and get access to member-only content. For more information, visit TrentHornPodcast.com.